Every month we catch up with someone from PGG Wrights, and to find out what is happening in the wool market, joining me today is Jason Everson from PGG Wrights. And Wool, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Rose. Thanks for having me. As a lot of people will already know, it's been a really tough month for PGG Wrightson with the untimely passing of Grant Edwards. I know the country has paid some great tributes, so on behalf of Grant's family, friends and colleagues, I'd just like to say thank you. And for everyone who has reached out in the last few weeks, it's been much appreciated, and Grant will be greatly missed.
Yeah, absolutely, he will be. And our thoughts once again go out to all of his family and friends, and I know you gave him an amazing send-off.
Yeah, we did. Thanks, Ro. However, I can announce that we have appointed a acting general manager, and her name is Rachel Shearer. So we're looking forward to Rachel starting in her new role in about a week's time.
What a fantastic name. She was born for this.
Yeah, no, you're on foot, Ro. We can safely say that a Shearer is running PGW Wool.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Hey, on Wednesday you had a big wool sale. What came out of that?
Yeah, so there were about 8,500 bales on offer on Wednesday, mainly made up of crossbred fleece, second shear and lamb's wool. The market was a little bit up and down on certain types, but prices were generally firm. However, I do want to point out that there were clear premiums being paid for those wools that have been better prepared in the wool shed. And having wool scouring back at full capacity has certainly released a pressure valve and given buyers renewed confidence to buy wool, knowing that they can get it moving through the supply chain a bit easier than has been the case in recent times.
Just on that topic, of the wool scour reopening, this was a fantastic story to come out.
Yeah. So earlier this week, we saw the reopening of Woolworks Scour in Hawke's Bay following the damage caused by Cyclone Gabrielle. It was officially opened by Associate Minister of Agriculture Mark Patterson and was attended by a large gathering of international and industry guests. Woolworks are the largest wool scouring company in the world, and they do a great job with their environmental and decarbonisation credentials, which really helps add value when it comes to promoting New Zealand wool to the world. Woolworks provides the washing and early stage processing for about 80% of the New Zealand wool clip, which equates to over 100 million kilos every year. And just as a comparison, 95% of Australian wool leaves their shores as unscoured, greasy farm bales.
Wow. We are obviously capturing a bit more value there when you're looking at our nice, clean, shiny wool compared to the Aussies' dirty, greasy, unscoured stuff. Fantastic.
You're on foot, Ro. Yep.
You mentioned Mark Patterson. He's calling himself the unofficial minister for wool. It is actually his portfolio, though. It's just not a ministerial role. Bumped into him at Anzac Service here in Dunedin yesterday. And then you were with him recently in Australia as well. The man gets around.
Yeah, he certainly does. So last week I attended the International Wool Congress in Australia. It was held at the Adelaide Oval, which hasn't been the happiest of hunting grounds for the New Zealand Black Caps over the years. So I had to deflect any cricketing conversations pretty quickly.
Yeah, nip that in the bud.
Yeah. So there were 350 delegates from 22 countries representing all aspects of the wool value chain, from growers right through to retail brands. There was a strong showing by the New Zealand delegation, led by Minister Patterson, as you said, who really has immersed himself into the wool industry since he's been in government. I think that it is great that the unofficial Minister of Wool is showing support for the sector, and he is clear with his messaging that grower returns need to improve. Bro, wouldn't it be amazing if they specified wool products into all government buildings, such as schools and social housing? This type of initiative would be a great boost for New Zealand growers and enable industry and others to challenge other governments around the world to do the same.
Oh, absolutely. Here. You are preaching to the choir, my friend.
Yeah.
And I hope you got into Paddo's ear as much as you could about that on that trip.
I tried to. and just another couple of key takeouts from the conference. Regen agriculture, it's really confusing in the marketplace, and we need to get the terminology right in this space. There are companies out there marketing things like regen spandex and regen polyester, which is absolute nonsense and greenwashing at its worst, if you think about it. And it's just lastly, Ro, there's a strong focus within the European Union regarding product environmental footprints and product labelling. To this point, natural versus synthetic fibres still isn't a level playing field. Synthetic fibres don't currently have to declare the impact of microplastic pollution in our marine and air environments or their plastic waste. So there's a lot of work going on in the background to get this right, which will benefit natural fibres in the long term.
Yeah, interesting space. Jason Everson from PGG Rights and Wool, really appreciate the update. Take care.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Ryan. Cheers.